Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch towards the weekend and the last official week of the month of October. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up today. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from my artist of the week, Niani. I told you guys yesterday, it's the very first song I first heard by Niani, a song I know you guys are going to love, from the hit show on ABC, How to Get Away with Murder. It's called Fallout, featuring Unsecret. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with Dr. Shante James. She joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, yesterday. Going to hear part of her career on our broadcast today. Enjoy our show. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, Mike Johnson, a staunch conservative from Louisiana, is elected House Speaker with a broad GOP support. Republicans unanimously elected Representative Mike Johnson as House Speaker on Wednesday, eagerly elevating a deeply conservative but lesser-known leader to the major seat of U.S. power and ending, for now, the weeks of political chaos in their majority. Johnson, 51 of Louisiana, swept through on the first ballot with support from all Republicans anxious to put the past weeks of tumult behind them and get on with the business of governing. He was quickly sworn into office, second in line to the presidency. The People's House is back in business, Johnson declared after taking the gavel. A lower-ranked member of the House GOP leadership team, Johnson emerged as the fourth Republican nominee in what had become an almost absurd cycle of political infighting as GOP factions jockeyed for power. While not the party's top choice for the gavel, the deeply religious and even-keeled Johnson has few foes and an important GOP backer, Donald Trump. "I think he's going to be a fantastic speaker," Trump said Wednesday at the New York courthouse, where the former president, who is now the Republican frontrunner for president in 2024, is on trial over a lawsuit alleging business fraud. 3 weeks on without a House Speaker, the Republicans have been wasting their majority status, an embarrassment to some, democracy in action to others, but not at all how the House is expected to function, says the Associated Press. President Joe Biden congratulated the new Speaker and said it's time for all of us to act responsibly with challenges ahead to fund the government and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. "We need to move swiftly," the president said. In the House, far-right members had refused to accept a more traditional speaker, and moderate conservatives didn't want a hardliner. While Johnson had no opponents, during a private party roll call late Tuesday, some 24 Republicans did not vote, more than enough to sink his nomination. But when GOP conference chair rose to introduce Johnson's name Wednesday as their nominee, Republicans jumped to their feet for a standing ovation. "House Republicans and Speaker Mike Johnson will never give up," she said. Democrats again nominated their leader, Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York, criticizing Johnson as an architect of Trump's legal effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election he lost to Biden. In more national news, Biden condemns retaliatory attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank. President Joe Biden on Wednesday spoke out against retaliatory attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. He also said he was redoubling his commitment to working on a two-state solution to end the decades-long Israel-Palestinian conflict. Biden said the attacks by extremist settlers amounted to pouring gasoline on the already burning fires in the Middle East since the Hamas attack. "It has to stop. They have to be held accountable. It has to stop now," Biden said at the start of a news conference with the Australian Prime Minister, who was being honored with a state visit to Washington. Settler violence against Palestinians has intensified since the Hamas attack, and Palestinians have been killed by settlers, according to Palestinian authorities. Rights groups say settlers have torched cars and attacked several small communities, forcing them to evacuate to other areas. In more national news, UAW appears to be moving toward a potential deal with Ford that could end strike. The United Auto Workers Union appears to be edging closer to a tentative contract agreement with Ford that would be critical to ending the union's six-week-old strike against the three major Detroit automakers, two people with knowledge of the talks said on Wednesday. The people said the union made a counteroffer to Ford that proposes a 25% general wage increase over the life of a new four-year contract and said the negotiations on Tuesday extended well into Wednesday morning. In more national news, Shaft star Richard Roundtree, considered the first black action movie hero, has died at 81. Richard Roundtree, the trailblazing actor who starred as the ultra-smooth private detective in several Shaft films beginning in the early 1970s, has died. Roundtree's longtime manager, Patrick McMahon, said the actor had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died at his home in Los Angeles on Tuesday. Roundtree's Shaft was part of a change in how black movies were viewed in Hollywood, which failed to consider black actors, especially for leading roles in projects at the time. And finally, in business news, Wall Street tumbles back to where it was in May. Wall Street sank back to where it was in May, pulled down by steep drops in several big tech companies. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% on Wednesday after rising bond yields tightened their chokehold on the stock market and some of the most influential companies turned in mixed profit reports. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. The enemy will try to overwhelm you with what cannot be done, but today realize that with faith, nothing is outside the realm of possibility. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Thursday. Neon Era Artist of the Week this week, you guys have been hearing their new single, Villain, but the first time I heard of Neoni was with a pivotal scene in the hit show on ABC, How to Get Away with Murder. You know I love saying that. Featuring the one and only Viola Davis, it came at a point in the show when there was a big revelation that was made. The song features Unsecret, and boy, that song Fallout is just amazing. I headed over to Amazon, got it for myself, went down a rabbit hole of their music, and now, of course, I'm still a fan. So here is Fallout with Neoni and Unsecret, but here on Conversations Daily News.
Changing of times, welcome blood red sky.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Shante James in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Dr. Shante James joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about what her year's been like, both as a media personality and author, is a bit of our conversation.
Dr. James, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. We're going to get into the locker room here in a bit, but I want to talk about this year for you. As I said, a lot of people have seen you use your platform in a lot of different ways, Dr. James. I had a chance to listen to your podcast that's here through our friends at Amazon Music, Women in Justice. What has it been like for you to be able to, as I said in my intro, be able to have different audiences that have gotten to know you both for your podcast as well as for your written word?
I feel very blessed with the opportunity, especially just being able to disseminate information. I think that oftentimes, or I hope that I give people new knowledge about a topic that they haven't heard, whether it's looking at women in relationship to the legal system, looking at women in relationship to opportunities and the choices that they have.
Yeah, such a great thing. Have you always known that you could juggle different things at once? I think for so many people, Dr. James, and you probably have met people like this too, they feel like they can only do one thing, right? You're a person, though, that's been able to do a lot of different things and do them well. Have you always known that that was something that was possible for you?
I appreciate the sentiment. I don't know if every day I'm doing it well. I think that the biggest thing, and I hope I give this to whether I'm talking to family or friends or students, the courage to walk into fear. I think the biggest thing about a day as you wake up, or you're blessed to wake up that day, is just walking into that fear and saying, I can do it. So I don't think I'm doing everything perfect. I think the difference between my steps and someone else's, I'm trying to embrace that fear.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in this edition of Conversation Daily News. We've got on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.